This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want your stuff, your products, your manufactured goods, your raw materials to get someplace in this global economy, you are going to need some cargo space. Something like 80% of international trade goes by sea, and as the global economy rebounds, there are huge backlogs in containerized cargo. Shipping rates are going up as well. And interestingly enough, demand for air cargo space is back to where it was in the before times. Good news for airlines, yes. But as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, not quite good enough.
You ever look out the window of an airplane on the tarmac and seen like all those weird Star Wars looking vehicles moving boxes or suitcases or fuel? Well, Mark Pollock's company supplies the parts for all of that stuff.
Transmissions, the hydraulic systems, so all of those replacement parts.
His company is called Sage Parts, and he can basically take the temperature of the airline industry by looking at the orders he gets. Business is way down for the most part, but there's one group that is still coming to him clamoring for parts.
Our cargo customers, our package carriers, people like FedEx, UPS, Amazon, you know, doing very well.
Basically, we are buying a lot of stuff these days, so demand for air cargo is back to pre-pandemic levels. Overall, cargo revenue up 75% year over year in December. Passenger airlines benefit from this. They do actually carry goods. You might have a row to yourself in the cabin, but you can bet the cargo hold below you is crammed full of freight. Burke Huey is an equity analyst at Morningstar.
United, for example, generally has 2 to 3% of its revenue be cargo revenue. In 2020, that figure jumped to about 10% of revenue.
Huey says United generated about $1.6 billion just in cargo revenue last year. But it had an operating loss of about $6.3 billion, which gets us to the bottom line. Samuel Engel is with consulting firm ICF.
A few more packages doesn't make up for a missing half a billion passengers.
Even if all the airlines took the expensive step of converting some of their passenger planes into full-on freight carriers, and some have, the increased capacity would probably lower the price of freight to the point where airlines were still massively in the hole. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.